to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi, à ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires, lui, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Et répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Macalou, un ancien footballeur, rencontre l'arbitre de son époque et tout de suite, il commence à se souvenir d'un match mémorable. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Kona est encore jeune. 2. Macalou, lui, rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment était Macalou, selon Kona? 2. Pourquoi Macalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? 3. Quel était le score, selon Kona? Vous entendrez quelques expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Nous allons écouter la conversation.
Hey, Kona. Hey, I know you. Where have you been? It's been ages since we last met here. Do you recognize me?
I do, but sorry, what's your name again? I'm getting older and older.
I can see that. I'm not so young either, but I have not forgotten you. Tell me, what does the word Malu remind you of?
Macalou! I knew I recognized you. How could I forget the famous Ralph Touchdale of Fabulous Team?
That's me, the one and only. I know I was fast and dangerous, but I had to hold back because I always had trouble avoiding your 100 eyes.
Do you remember the time you scored 6 goals against Villadis football team?
Of course. How could I forget? But Kona, it was 9-1, but you refused our last 3 goals.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Admit it. You were being too harsh.
Hey, man, even if you don't agree, I'm still the referee. I'm the boss on the football pitch.
Well, slow down. Come back to earth, buddy. We are not on the football pitch anymore.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Macalou et Kona. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Kona est encore jeune. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Macalou lui rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment était Macalou selon Kona? Rapide et vif. 2. Pourquoi Macalou ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? Parce qu'il devient de plus en plus vieux. 3. Quel était le score selon Kona? 6-0. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en anglais.
I can see that.
C'est ce que je vois.
It's been ages.
Cela fait longtemps.
Slow down.
Doucement.
Come back to earth, buddy.
Reviens sur terre, mon cher.
That's not true.
Ceci est inexact. Vous avez entendu Kona et Macalou, l'excellent footballeur. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Bonjour, ce soir, Martin va au concert et il appelle sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner sur son téléphone portable. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit en utilisant une grande variété de mots pour expliquer les dimensions, les formes et les couleurs. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un endroit. Martin se trouve dans une grande salle de concert, a concert hall. Il essaye de la décrire de son mieux à sa femme, qui n'a pas pu l'accompagner. Elle demande tout de suite, « What's it like ?» C'est comment ?« What's it like ?» Et il répond, « It's large, but not too large. » C'est grand, mais pas trop. « I guess it holds 2,000 people. » Je pense qu'elle peut contenir 2,000 personnes. « I guess it holds 2,000 people. » Sa femme veut en savoir davantage. Elle dit « Tell me more. »« What color is it ?»« Quelle est sa couleur ?» Et il répond. Et écoutez le reste.
« Can you hear me ?»«
Yes, I can tell you're at the concert. »«
I wanted to try out the telephone. » I can't believe I'm talking to you on the telephone.
Modern technology.
Wonderful. I'm sitting in the middle of this large concert hall talking to you on the telephone.
What's it like?
The telephone?
No, the concert.
It hasn't started yet. It will begin in about 5 minutes. The concert hall is beautiful.
Tell me about it.
It's large, but not too large. I guess it holds about 2,000 people, maybe fewer than that. I'm sorry you can't be here.
Perhaps next time. Tell me more. What color is it?
It's cream color with red trim. Not bright red, but a red wine color. There's a lot of gold, too. The hall is almost square, and it has three balconies. They aren't very big. They aren't very deep. Each one has about four rows of seats. I'm in the first balcony.
That sounds perfect.
I can look down on the audience below. I can see people coming from the doors on the right and on the left. It's almost time for the concert to begin, so the hall is almost full.
Can you see the orchestra?
Of course. I'm directly in front of the orchestra, above them, of course. They are all in their places. Some are getting ready to warm up.
Oh, I can hear them. Is it exciting?
Yes, it is. You remember the last time we came here.
Yes, it must have been 3 years ago.
I think so. The concert hall was so ugly. It was dark and dirty.
Was it dark green?
Or maybe brown. It hadn't been painted for years and years. There weren't enough lights. We couldn't find our seats. Now it's light and colorful. It's really beautiful. It looks much bigger now.
Have you interviewed the conductor?
No, not yet. I'll interview him at the first intermission. It will be a long intermission.
Say hello for me. He may remember me.
Of course he'll remember you. You've met him several times, haven't you?
Yes, but he meets so many people.
I'll call you later. It's about to begin. Bye.
N'oubliez pas qu'en anglais, les mots descriptifs sont en général placés avant le mot qu'ils décrivent. Par exemple, small stage, une petite scène. Large concert hall, une grande salle de concert. Red color, couleur rouge. Écoutez la description de Martin qui vous servira d'exemple.
Large concert hall. 2,000 people. Red wine color. Three balconies.
Certains mots descriptifs sont placés après le verbe être en anglais, to be. They aren't small. Contraction de they are not small. They aren't small. Ils ne sont pas petits. It's square. Contraction de it is square. It's square. C'est carré. It was round. C'était rond. Voici d'autres exemples.
They aren't big. The hall is beautiful. It's square. It was dark and dirty.
Pourriez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner en utilisant des mots descriptifs? Vous avez sans doute remarqué que ces mots rendent la description d'un endroit encore plus précise. Écoutez bien et répondez à ces questions. Par exemple, Martin vous demandera How large is the concert hall? Et vous pouvez répondre, it's very large, ou bien large but not so large, ou bien it's not large, it's small. Enfin, répondez comme vous voulez.
How large is the concert hall? What color is the concert hall? Is the concert hall dark and dirty? Is the hall round or square?
Pour savoir décrire un lieu, il faut que vous puissiez décrire les couleurs, les dimensions et les formes. C'est-à-dire en anglais, you have to be able to describe the shape, les formes, ou la forme, the shapes, les dimensions, en anglais, the size, et les couleurs, the colors. Martin Lerner parle au téléphone avec sa femme. Il parle en décrivant la salle de concert, the concert hall. Il parle des lumières, the lights. There are lots of lights. Il y a beaucoup de lumières. Il parle de l'orchestre, the orchestra. The orchestra is wonderful. Il parle du plaisir à l'écoute de cette musique. The pleasure. It's a pleasure to listen to this wonderful music. Une place, a seat. Y a-t-il une place près de vous? Is there a seat next to you? Les verbes. Il parle de l'orchestre. Il parle du fait que cet orchestre est dirigé par un chef d'orchestre. Dirigé, conduct. Le chef d'orchestre, the conductor. Devinez, guess. Il demande à sa femme, il lui dit, guess where I am. Devine où je suis. Guess where I am. To guess. Les adjectifs. Bright, brillant. Bright. The colors are so bright. It is wonderful in here. Bright. Confortable. It's comfortable here. It's very comfortable. Confortable. It's a cream color. A cream color. Crème ou beige. It's a deep red. Vous savez maintenant comment décrire un endroit. The movie theater was very small. La salle de cinéma était très petite. Ou bien, this house is green. Cette maison est verte. Si vous connaissez un endroit sympathique en utilisant des mots descriptifs, vous pourrez peut-être persuader vos amis d'y aller aussi. The restaurant was really beautiful. The food was delicious. Le restaurant était vraiment splendide et la nourriture délicieuse. The hall was round. La salle était ronde. Je suis sûre que vous connaissez plein d'endroits sympathiques autour de chez vous ou dans votre quartier et vous pourriez vous exercer à les décrire. Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a wonderful guest with me today. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Kadia Toutare. I'm a host of Malikura.
She is the host of Malikura, which is our program in the Bambara language. From which country?
Mali.
Mali. And I have invited Kadiatou in order to honor one of the great poets of this country, Maya Angelou. And we're going to honor her by choosing a few of her poems, and I'm kind of putting Kadiatou on the spot because she is going to choose a poem among the ones I have given her and read a little. And which one would you like to choose? I think I've given you a few there.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm going to choose Human Family.
Human Family, La Famille Humaine. Interesting title.
And
we're going to ask our engineer to accompany Kadiatou, who is from Mali. So, of course, we have to play music from her country. So go ahead, let's hear a verse.
Okay.
Yes.
I know the obvious differences in the human family. Some of us are serious, some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived, has true profundity, and others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse, delight. Brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I know the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unlike.
Unalike.
Unalike.
Not easy at all to read poetry.
Absolutely, Michelle. It's not easy.
Not easy.
And not easy.
We are sharing this with our friends and viewers and listeners because poetry is kind of like the music of words.
Yes, Michelle, it's kind of like a music, and some of compare the poet and music writer. I've seen the wonders of the world.
J'ai vu toutes les merveilles du monde.
Not yet one common man. Pas encore.
Pas encore un homme, one kind of man that's the same.
Same.
So then she says, I know the obvious differences. Donc elle fait la remarque qu'il y a des différences très évidentes.
Between each sort and type.
Entre chaque type de personne
et chaque
genre de
personne. Entre chaque type et chaque genre de personne.
Voilà.
But we are more alike, my friends.
I love that.
That's beautiful, Michelle.
Mais nous sommes beaucoup plus semblables, mes amis.
Than we are unalike.
Que différent.
Que différent.
Et ça, c'est la grande conclusion. Yeah. That's the big conclusion,
exactly.
I believe, of this poem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you for choosing this particular one first.
Thank you, Michelle.
I think that's
welcome.
A wonderful idea.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to come back with Kadiatou. Don't leave us. We'll be right back with Anglais Télé. Hello, welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Je m'appelle Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. And I have with me my colleague,
Kadiatou Traoré.
Kadiatou Traoré from the Malikoura program. She's one of the hosts of the Bambara
show, which is called Malikoura.
Absolutely. And we are looking at the poems of Maya Angelou, who is a great American poet, a woman. And Kadiatou had already looked at the human family,
And I'm going to start with another one here, and we're going to share this together.
Okay.
I'm going to read some of the poem called Still I Rise, Et Toujours Je Continue de Me Lever.
Okay.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise.
Does my sexiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I work like I've got oil wells bumping in my living room.
Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise.
Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries?
Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard.
You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like her, I'll rise.
Okay, well, I think this is a powerful poem. She really uses strong words. Did you understand everything?
On my understanding, Michelle, I can say Maya Angelou was a big, big poet, and she coming from a long way to becoming like a poet now, because she fell and she lived, you know, the black woman on American society, what they did, what they do in general to get that freedom.
So the suffering and the pain.
Exactly. And through all of that, I think her mind was working as a poet to express special things from that society, that community, black community. And it's very, very very, very strong what she want to express here. When I read it, I see too much thing too, that you may write me down in history.
Absolutely. In fact, nearly every stanza has its own
exactly
story.
Mm-hmm. Through her writing, it's so much things who is happening to that community.
Absolutely.
Especially a black woman, you know, is a very, 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 very special things when we know American society.
Absolutely. Yeah. So even if most of you may miss some of these very direct terms, but at the same time, you know, it's imagery, it's pictures that are underneath the words. Sometimes you can still get the full meaning of the poem.
Exactly.
By hearing a few words, like Kadiatou was saying, trod me in the dirt, c'est être qu'on piétine dans la terre.
Yeah.
That's extremely powerful.
Exactly. Always express, you see, what's happening to that community, which is a black African woman in American society.
Absolutely. We're very grateful for Kadiatou.